Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Robert Lighten, author of Better Capitalism. That's one of his many books. Go to Amazon, find out the whole array of thought leadership books that he's written. Good Capitalism, Bad Capitalism, co-authored with some of his books are co-authored with another Brain Trust member of ours, Carl Schramm. Robert, Bob, thanks again for being here. Okay, we got this. Sure. We got this coronavirus that right in 2020, we got a potential pandemic. We got a tectonic shift in the political world going on at the same time. There's a lot of anxiety going on right now, and two things I've been trying to explain to my audience is, number one, let's make sure we don't get hysterical about the coronavirus. It could be a big deal, but we also had SARS. We also had the swine flu. We've had Ebola. Let's keep our heads about us, number one. But number two, it is affecting the supply chain and production. Yep. And that, and whether if one other person doesn't die, even if nobody else ever dies from coronavirus, it's already impacted the 2020 economy. What do you think?
Absolutely, and I mean, unfortunately, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
The economy or the virus?
Because we both.
Okay.
Because they're inextricably linked. The supply chain problems are going to continue to show up, and they'll become more evident. And what all the medical professionals are telling us is that we are on the sort of the first or second inning of this exponential growth in infections, mm-hmm. some of which are already there and they just haven't found out about them because they haven't been able to test for them. And secondly, because of the transmission, people are walking around with the virus without symptoms and infecting others. And it's not just in
Washington. That's the scary part.
That's the scary thing, and that is a legitimate fear. And you're absolutely right that 98% of the people are either going to get it or if they get it, they're going to be mild symptoms. It's not going to be a big deal. But you're talking to somebody in a cohort who is threatened. Mm-hmm. I'm a senior. I'm going to be 70. And I have pre-existing conditions. Mm-hmm. And people like me are very, very worried, and they should be.
Yeah, and I hear you. In fact, that we should point out something that you don't hear in every report. The nine people who died in Washington State all were basically in the same elderly home, as I understand it. So those people were predisposed. God bless them, everyone. Both of my parents ended their life in a place like that. So I have great empathy for them. But still, that's a reality. Isn't it interesting though, Robert? Isn't it interesting that the swine flu and the Ebola and SARS never disrupted the supply chain to the degree that this has. Now, SARS maybe a little bit more so. In fact, SARS was the reason Air Canada went out of business. It basically collapsed that one airline. But still, it didn't have the dramatic and the seemingly long-lasting impact on the supply chain like this has. That's interesting to me. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. And I think, of course, every disease is different. And as we just pointed out, the big problem here is that people are walking around with it and not mm-hmm. knowing it. Mm-hmm. And that is ultimately the problem. And that's why we're going to see a major increase in infections, at least over the next several weeks.
That is where this disease is different, isn't it? I mean, it's sturdier. Yeah. They say that it can last on a surface for 2 or 3 days. It's more resilient. Resilient, that's the word I'm trying to use. It's more resilient. Right. It is very virulent. I can never say that word right. And that's where it's different from SARS or the flu even, right?
Right. Now, the one thing that's hopeful And the president did talk about this, and the doctors that I've consulted have confirmed it. We are hoping that when we get into April and May and it gets warmer, that that could, you know, curtail it. And the reason why temperatures make a difference is that basically you can get sick 4 to 6 feet away from the droplets, all right, that are in the air. And once the air gets warmer, those droplets are going to fall to the ground more quickly. Right. They're going to hit, the sunlight's going to hit them, and the sunlight's going to kill the virus. Yeah. And so there is a reasonable chance that after the, you know, these infections skyrocket, that they're going to start, they're going to begin to tail off as we get into late spring.
Aren't the numbers in China coming down already? Aren't they? Aren't the number of infections? Or are we just getting bad reporting?
Well, no. I mean, of course, the statistics are murky, but from all indications, they are. They are there. You know, the new infections are leveling off, and I predict we're not going to see a reduction in the uncertainty and the semi panic that's now in the country
for a couple of 3 months
until we see those rates of new infections starting to fall off. Then that's when people will begin to say, "Oh my God, we've turned the corner.
Right.
We can eventually kill this thing."
And Bob,
but we're
here's
nowhere
the thing.
Near that yet.
Just as quickly as Earthlings, but especially Americans, get hysterical about things. This thing starts abating, it'll be a distant memory within 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and we'll be moving on to something else. What do you think?
I think that's right. As long as we get it turned around, I think that's right. And then we'll get a bounce back in economic activity. And obviously, if you're for Trump, you hope that that happens sooner than later. And then, of course, the economy bounced back before the election. But on the other hand, if it takes longer than that, the economy could easily quit growing.
There are silver linings in everything, folks. I learned that in church. There's a silver lining in everything, and I think there are several that I want to talk to Robert about after the break. Silver linings for the economy, maybe your business. We'll talk about that after the break. Robert Lighton is our guest. His books include Better Capitalism.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.